The DA has already received more than 11,000 signatures combined on the Stop School Capture petition. The petition aims to stop the ANC government from enacting problematic clauses of their Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, which essentially waters down the school governing body's powers to make decisions regarding language and admissions policies. In addition to the bill, there are problematic clauses such as making grade R mandatory, homeschool registration, and centralization of procurement of teaching materials. There's also a gap where online and blended learning is not addressed, and we see this as a missed opportunity. As the DA, we believe that the power of decision-making should reside with the school governing bodies and not be taken away from them. While the DA supports Grade R for all children as an important development tool, we are very concerned about the financial costs, feasibility, funds to cope with the influx of Grade R learners, and practically, there are already shortages regarding teachers and challenges with infrastructure. There is a need for government to put proper plans in place to ensure scarcity of resources do not affect the adequate implementation of this clause. The Bella Bill puts the final decision-making of school admissions into the hands of the head of departments of education, with appeals to the MEC. The DA believes that this power should remain with the school governing bodies, as final decisions that affect the school should remain with the school's community. Instead of a blanket decision to take away power over admissions from all 24,000 public schools in the country, the DA suggests putting in place a suitable appeals mechanism that will provide adequate resources in specific cases where schools abuse these policies to exclude certain learners. The DA also believes that regarding language policy, this should remain with school governing bodies and not be moved to head of departments. While we believe that there must be accountability measures in place regarding homeschools to ensure quality education for homeschooled learners, the various concerns of stakeholders of homeschooling must be taken into account. The DA is also very concerned that the bill is missing an opportunity to effectively regulate online and blended learning to alleviate the pressure on physical schooling.